I'm Veronica Scaresbrake. Thanks for joining me. Why not listen to a musical commentary on the fourth Sunday of Lent with music historian Monsignor Philip Whitmore, in which he speaks to us, among other people, of the blessed John Henry Newman.
I once knew a piano teacher who said she hoped there would be no music in heaven. She must have spent far too long listening to fistfuls of wrong notes from unwilling pupils. But I must say, I rather hope there will be music in heaven. I say that because I like a lot of the music we have down here, and just think how much more wonderful the music in heaven must be, sung by all those choirs of angels. Believe it or not, the words of the hymn we just heard were written not for a congregation to sing in church, but for choirs of angels to sing in heaven. They were written by John Henry Newman as part of his dramatic poem, The Dream of Gerontius. It's a poem that's best known these days in the version set to music by another English Catholic, Sir Edward Elgar. It's about an old man, Gerontius, who dies and goes to heaven. There he meets his guardian angel, who leads him into the presence of God. As they approach, they hear the angelic choirs singing in the distance. Elgar obviously believed there would be music in heaven, and thankfully he composed this glorious oratorio to give us his idea of how it might sound. As Gerontius and his guardian angel come closer and closer to God's throne, the music builds up towards a tremendous climax. Praise to the holiest in the height, and in the depth be praise. The angels sing hymns of praise like that forever and ever. Down here, we do our best, but Elgar's music is a bit beyond most of us. Fortunately, other composers have set those same words to music, so we too can sing the song of the angels while we're gathered in church. Actually, there are quite a few different tunes to choose from, but the one I've chosen for today's programme is my favourite. Before I came to work in Rome, I used to work at Westminster Cathedral in London. It's a place that's always prided itself on its fine musical tradition ever since it was opened in 1903. The first master of music, Sir Richard Terry, brought to light much long-lost music by great composers of the past, and he also wrote music himself, including some very good hymn tunes. Hymn tunes always have names, and the tune he wrote for Newman's Praise to the Holiest is called Billing. That's the name of a place on the edge of Northampton. Let's listen now to Sir Richard Terry's setting of Cardinal Newman's great hymn of praise. And next time you sing this in church, remember, what you're singing is really the song of the angels in heaven.
The warmest of thanks there go to our music historian, Monsignor Philip Whitmore. I'm Veronica Scaresbrick. Thanks for listening.